chapter 12 to 13. Before these things, Enoch was taken, and none of the sons of the humans knew where he had been taken, or where he was, or what had happened to him. And his dealings were with the Watchers, and his days were with the Holy Ones. And I, Enoch, was standing, blessing the Lord of the Majesty, the King of the Ages. And behold, the Watchers of the Great Holy One called me, Enoch the Scribe, and spoke to me.
Enoch, the Scribe of the Righteousness, go and speak to the Watchers of the Heavens, who forsook the high heavens, the holy place, the station of the age, and have defiled themselves with the women. And they themselves are acting as the sons of the earth do, and have taken women for themselves. Tell them, all of you have wrought a great desolation on the earth, and not one of you will have peace or forgiveness. And concerning their sons, in whom they delight, they will see this murder of their beloved ones. And they will moan and make petition even to the age over the destruction of their sons, but they will have neither mercy nor peace. Now, Enoch, go and speak to Azazel. You will have no peace. A severe sentence has gone forth against you, to bind you, and you will have no relief or petition because of the unrighteous deeds which you have revealed, and because of all the works of impieties and the unrighteousness and the sin which you have revealed to the humans.
Then I went and stated to all of them, and they were all fearful, and trembling in fear seized them. And they besought me to write a memorandum of petition for them, so that they might obtain forgiveness, and that I should state the memorandum of their petition for them in the presence of the Lord of the Heavens, because they were no longer able to utter anything, nor to lift up their eyes to the heavens, out of shame, because of the deeds through which they had sinned, and for which they had been condemned. Then I wrote out the memorandum of their petition, and the requests concerning all of their souls, with regard to every one of their deeds individually, and concerning everything they were making request, that they might obtain forgiveness and longevity. And I went off and sat by the waters of Dan in the land of Dan, which is southwest of Hermon. I recited the memorandum of their petition until I fell asleep. And behold, dreams came upon me, and visions fell upon me, until I lifted up my eyelids to the gates of the palace of the heavens. And I saw a vision of the wrath of chastisement. And a voice came, saying,
speak to the sons of the heavens to reprimand them.
And when I awoke, I went to them. And all of them were assembled together, and they were sitting and weeping at Abel-Maim, which is between Lebanon and Senir, with their faces covered. And in their presence, I stated all the visions which I had seen in my times of sleep, and I began to utter the accounts of the righteousness and the vision, and to reprimand the watchers of the heavens.